Knowledge is power. So tell us something we don't know.
Don't throw your knowledge of current events at me.
Enlighten us at 515-244-1033. Heather and Wicket eagerly await your titillating tidbits.
You okay there, Wicket?
Man, this
fun fact, pollen.
Allergy season getting me right now in a weird way.
Speaking of coughing and sneezing,
yeah.
How about some fun facts about cats?
Yes, great. Oh my God. There are fun facts about cats?
Like, do you know how many toes the average cat has, Wicket?
20? Like 5 on each foot?
18.
Now, what? Wait, huh?
You don't have cats, and
no,
that's okay, but 83% of cat owners don't know how many toes their cats have. They have 5 on each front foot and 4 on each rear foot, which equals 18.
Which makes them mutants. Why do they have 5 and 5 and 5 and 5? What is the point of that? Did God was like, you know what? We're just not going to give cats these extra 2 toes.
The only cats that have 20 toes are the polydactyl cats that
right.
have 6 on the front.
Right.
And
yeah.
they're also
6 on the front.
The Hemingway cats.
They're even freakier. They show up and they're like, hey, let you watch this party trick. I have 6 toes on each foot.
Well, the fun part about it is they live, there's a colony of them in the Florida Keys.
What?
So it's like you go down to the Florida Keys, which is a party place
right.
generally.
Sure.
Kind of like Margaritaville, and where you just don't come back.
Hey, man, what'd you do? Dude, I saw this 6-toed cat hanging out.
Right,
oh,
exactly.
My God, it was crazy. Here's a fun fact from last night. Obviously, we're going to talk about Caitlin Clark and the draft coming up next, you know, when we get to sports and all that. It's amazing that people did not realize, or at least it became ever apparent on social media, how little money WNBA rookies make, like compared to the NBA counterparts. Caitlin Clark's first year in the league, she's going to make $76,000 in her WNBA salary. Like, that's not a lot of money to live on if you are a, quote, professional athlete. That's why, like, Brittany Griner went to Russia to play, or women play all over the world in the offseason to try to make more money because they can make a good chunk of cash to offset their piddly paycheck. Now, piddly compared to the NBA contracts, I'm sure people listening right now would love to make $76,000, $78,000, $85,000, and $97,000 a year. Those are the first 4 years of her time in the WNBA. She's going to make, or she did make, $3 million in endorsement money last year, and that number is only going to go up. So people who think she took a pay cut to go to the WNBA, no, she got a bump in pay, and then her endorsement money will go up from what her NIL money was, because more people are going to want a piece of this.
How do you think that she could afford that Prada outfit last night?
Dude, normally I'm not all about like, ooh, what are they wearing? But last night turned some heads, and the WNBA did it right. We'll talk about it during sports, but it made this event feel so much bigger than it has ever been before. And it felt like NFL draft night for a minute. It felt like NBA draft night. If you watch either of those two drafts, it felt like the Met Gala. If you're into fashion, it felt like one of those nights because we saw stuff last night we have never seen the WNBA do before. And it was pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet.
Speaking of.
Yes.
Wicket's World.
Oh, yeah.
In 9 minutes. There's 2 ways out. A divorce lawyer rescues you or death rescues you.
Am I jaded?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's Aaron Hyde.
Tell us something we don't know.
Did you know that if you are born before September of 1998, you're older than Google?
Yeah, that's about right. Thanks for making us feel old, bro. I'm way older than Google.
What are you talking about? I am older than Google.
I'm older than every computer outside of NASA. Dude, I get it. Thanks, Ironhide, for ruining the morning. Laser, who's this?
Sarah,
tell us something we don't know.
Did you know that the co-founder of Pinterest, Ben Silverman, is a Roosevelt graduate from the class of 1999?
That's when you graduated, Wicket.
That is true, yes. So the something from Pinterest, the co-founder, that's what am I doing with my life? That person made Pinterest. I work with you.
I know. Who's the real winner? So this guy is really interesting. He is the son of 2 ophthalmologists.
Oh.
Which makes sense because his name is C. Berman.
Got it. See what you did there? I see what you did there.
Also made Forbes Billionaires 30 Under 30 list. Which is the biggest flex?
Oh my gosh.
To be a self-made billionaire if you're under 30.
Yeah, that's not bad. Imagine coming up with an idea. We're like you. So
okay, stop that idea because he's married.
No.
To a woman.
Imagine coming up with the idea of Uber or Lyft or Pinterest or any of these. Right? Like it's all stuff we did. Like, remember, you'd have, okay, let's come up with an idea board. And you're like, okay, let's, you're in a conference room with your coworkers. You're like, who's got a good idea? It doesn't matter. Just write it down on the board. And that is Pinterest. Or, hey, I need a ride. That's Uber. Like, these are simple ideas people turn into billion-dollar businesses because they had initiative and startup. But they had initiative to just think bigger than that. That is incredible.
Listen, I know there's a lot of junior Hellraisers listening.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you're on your way to school. Maybe you're getting ready for school.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to school.
No, listen. No.
This is the best piece of educational advice that you'll receive.
No, that person, the Sarah we just talked to, said it was a Roosevelt graduate.
Right.
Not a Roosevelt dropout.
You don't have to go to school today to still graduate.
Okay.
I only went to a handful of classes.
Oh, my God. Fine. Yeah, right.
But, no,
yeah,
here's the thing.
Right.
Ideas are amazing. But if you don't have execution, you have nothing.
And backing and funding and financial backing.
If you don't have the execution, which is part of the execution,
right.
The money, the stick with it attitude.
Right. Like Elon Musk is smart.
Through.
Elon Musk is smart, but had some rich parents that helped him out. Jeff Bezos, smart, but had some rich parents that helped him out.
Well, and Ben Sieberman, went to the Research Science Institute at MIT.
Smart dude.
And
had to have some money behind him.
He won some backing
yeah.
as part of that. He was part of the STEM program.
Sure.
I don't know this. I Googled him.
Right.
Like,
yeah, right.
You know, Google since 1998. Like, it's absolutely.
It's all coming
it's
back.
It's absolutely fine. What's your fun fact?
515-244-1033. Send us a text, 515-244-1033, or call. It's up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads, at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
This is Addison.
Tell us something we don't know.
There are agave plants in Arizona older than Columbus.
That might make some really good tequila.
Aged out just right.
Yeah.
That'll make you feel less old, Wicket. You might be older than Google.
Yeah, I am.
And Twitter.
Yeah.
And Pinterest.
Yeah.
Definitely TikTok.
Well, I mean, you're older than a lot of these here. Let's be real.
But
here.
You're not All older right. than agave.
No, not
there
that.
There you go, Wicket.
Not the Arizona agave that's older than Chris Columbus.
You're also younger than sliced bread.
Take that for a win. And go. That's cool.
Congratulations.
On the Laser Facebook page, Mike writes, speaking of old, the 10th president of the United States, John Tyler, had 15 kids. 15. This was the most of any president. Even more that Tyler, who was born in 1790, has one living grandchild who is currently 94 years old. How about that?
I like it.
That's a good fun fact from Mike.
I was just thinking that if you were related to a president, you're most likely related to that one. Because if he had 15 kids,
mm-hmm.
like the likelihood that you would be
15 and then their kids
yeah.
and then all of that kind of stuff. But
that
yeah.
can get nuts.
That's
it can get real nuts.
Here's a Caitlin Clark fun fact. If you'd like one, drafted last night, number one by the Indiana Fever, closest WNBA team to us, the Minnesota Lynx up in Minneapolis. The first game they play, if you want to go on July 14th, when the Fever come to Minneapolis, a lot of Iowa fans will be there. $300 to get in the door on StubHub. The second game they will play there is in August, right after the fair, $250 right now on StubHub. So it drops once we get later into August, if you want to buy those tickets now.
What do we have to do to make sure that Christopher Walken
what?
Is at Caitlin Clark's first Fever game?
Why do
Who
you want?
Do we have to call?
Why do you want Caitlin Clark at the first Fever game? Why do you want Christopher Walken at Caitlin Clark's first Fever game?
Because I want him to say that he has a fever.
Do you think, Heather?
You know the phrase, Wicket. You know.
I have a question. Do you believe that the Indiana Fever, in their years of existence, have never, ever had the cowbell joke come through? Do you think you're the first one?
I don't think I'm the first one, but I think Caitlin Clark could be the first one to actually get Christopher Walken to an Indiana Fever game.
Okay. All right.
That's what I think.
Is that what you think?
I think if anybody could, because Christopher Walken right now is on that Apple TV show Severance. So he's out doing stuff. He's working. You know, he's not taking it easy like Charlie Sheen.
Oh my God.
We learned that the other day.
Charlie Sheen's near dementia. He's not taking it easy. Well, he is taking it easy. But he's not like purposely like, I'm done putting my feet up.
You can't find Charlie Sheen out there with his tiger blood anymore, but you can find Christopher Walken.
Okay.
Christopher Walken is working. I mean, honestly, I was disappointed that Christopher Walken didn't show up as a guest on SNL the other night when Caitlin Clark was a guest, because I think that would have been an excellent move.
You want to hear it? Is that what you want? You want this?
Yes, obviously.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
It's more Caitlin Clark. That's what it is.
I don't know if we can get more Caitlin Clark than we've had the last couple of weeks, but we're going to keep it up.
Tell us something we don't know. 515-244-1033. Taking your fun facts and your trivia nugs.
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Dan.
Dan, where are you calling from, Dan?
Des Moines.
All right, Dan, tell us something we don't know.
The highest form of dreaming is flying.
Do you fly a lot in your dreams?
I've had a dream one time that I was flying a plane.
Flying dreams are categorized as lucid dreams, and that's because classically, if you're flying in your dream, you want to be. You're choosing that.
Yes, and this has not happened to me for years.
I thought this was a joke, and we were being set up, and he's going to be like, the highest form of dreaming is flying. Yeah, because you're in a plane. Like, I thought this was a terrible joke you were telling us.
Well, Wicket, I thought that he heard Iron Man on the radio and was like, oh, flying guy. Oh, let me call with my dream.
I thought it was a plane joke.
No. 515-244-1033. Tell us something we don't know. Your fun facts and your trivia nugs all day today.
Laser, who's this?
Good morning, Wicked. It's Carissa.
Did you know that when Sublime played at Coachella this last weekend, that Jacob Knoll played his late dad Bradley's guitar for that set?
Did you cry?
I did actually shed a tear. There was one song that he sang where he like just kind of jerked his head to the side for a note, just the way that his dad did, and it just brought me a tear because like he wasn't even a year old when his dad died, so he didn't really know his dad. He knows his dad through what he was told and his dad's friends. And I just thought that that was beautiful.
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no Christopher. I have the dollars I need. Well, spend it all.
All right, enough about Sublime. Kira, our number one Death Clock and Necro Goblicon fan, you were at the show last night.
Kira's the face you see when you walk in, the director of first impressions.
What's up, Kira? How was the show?
It was so good.
I've never known anybody to be a Death Clock fan. What made it great?
Oh my gosh. So I was worried that they were just going to play stuff from their new album, but they played like all the hits.
Classic Death Clock,
all the classics.
Now that's what I call Death Clock 2024. Can I get the CD from the show?
It's a performance, right? Like, there's a lot that goes into it. These are the guys that from Metalocalypse, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So they played, like, clips from the show on the big. So there's a big projector in Vibrant Music Hall, which is an awesome venue, by the way.
Cool. The redone.
Yeah. Okay. It's so good.
Well, tell us something we don't know. I'm glad you went. Did you go with anyone or were you rocking out by yourself? Because I saw a lot of Hellraisers that just went solo last night.
No, it was just me.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was so good.
How was Necro Goblicon or whatever?
That was crazy.
Why?
If you will, a man in a black button up with a hunchback and an orange tie and a goblin costume doing a little hip thrusting.
Did you mistake him for Wicket?
I was at home. I can confirm this. I was at home last night raking leaves.
Uh-huh.
And planting grass.
Show the receipts.
I'll go to my Ring doorbell.
That thrust that you just so graciously reenacted in the studio for us is very reminiscent of the night the twins were made, I believe.
Oh, my God. All right, Kira, thank you for coming.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Did
you
get to first base at least?
I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm not an idiot.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this?
Eastside Terry.
Terry, tell us something we don't know.
Did you know that in 10 years, your mattress can get 10 to 100 times heavier?
Yeah, gross.
Because it's like little bits of skin.
Gross.
Sweat.
It's true.
Oh,
I didn't know
Terry.
That until just the other day. I found that out. It's like, oh my God, I didn't know that.
You know what would be a great idea, Wicket?
What would be a great idea, Heather?
It would never happen in the United States, but...
Oh God.
If you wanted to create a nationwide DNA database for all of your residents, you could just offer some sort of government-sponsored mattress removal for free with some sort of free, like they do government cheese. Like you get a free mattress. It's, oh, instead of a tax break, everyone gets a free mattress and we'll haul your old one away. And then you know where the person lived. They signed up for the mattress and then you can... get their DNA and catalog them.
You think that's a good idea?
I know. It's so good.
You think that's what we need to do?
I'm just saying it's a good idea.
I don't think it's a good idea at
Why
all.
Why is no one talking about that? Tell us something we don't know. 515-244-1033.
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
It's Annie.
Annie, tell us something we don't know.
Did you know that beer is the reason that humanity survived once upon a time?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's keeping us all alive right now.
Yeah, at one point, because there was no safe water, beer was the only reason people were staying hydrated.
Yeah, I mean, save water. If we're in a drought, save water, drink beer.
Pretty much, but it's because they had, like, diseases and stuff.
Right. We said save water, drink White Claw, drink beer. I get it. I understand, Annie.
I mean, it makes sense.
Is that like save a cowboy, ride a horse?
It's the other way around. Save a horse, ride a... That's the song. It's the country song. Big and Rich. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
No, I don't think that's the song.
No.